John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, that famous stand-up comedian, number 88, Jimmy Sanderson.
Yes! Thank you, John. I like the way you introduced me. Like, I want to be, like, introduced at Whole Foods like that. You know what I'm saying? Coming down aisle 9, about to buy him some asparagus. Give it up for Bill Bellamy.
I totally forgot. My intern reminded me of this one. He said, you know, he was Jimmy Sanderson.
Yeah, Jimmy Sanderson, number 88, catching all them balls, baby.
Did you catch any of those
balls? I caught them all. Caught them all. I didn't get all the hits, though.
Uh-uh.
That's when I was like, you a stunner, weren't you? Go ahead and go get blown up real quick.
Did you have any interaction with Pacino during that film?
Of course.
Yeah. I'm not talking acting one. I'm talking about like, yeah, beyond that.
Yeah. I remember, man, when we were offset, I said, Al. First of all, it took me a long time to say Al. Because I always thought Tony Montana. Right? I always call him Scarface. But I said, Al, man, what would you tell me would be a great advice? He goes, Bellamy, save you money. That's all I can tell you. Because it's going to go up and it's going to go down. You know, you play the long ball. You understand? Don't get caught up in the middle. Just play long ball.
Meanwhile, you have an uncle who probably said the exact same thing.
Exactly. But it happened. No, Al had twins.
Really?
At 70.
What?
Really?
Yeah, he got two girls. He got daughters. Like, his daughters now might be now 19, 20 or something. Uh-huh. But they were young. I was like, he's 70 years old and he got... I was like, it still worked. Just because you old don't mean it's over.
Do you two hear that? You hear that? You hear what the man said?
No. You literally need to be able to have sex with your wife to make a kid, though. So your wife has to say, yeah, Johnny, come on over.
Got him. Uppercut. Peace.
Speaking of kids, how's your boy and what's going on with him?
Wow. Baron is now 12. Uh-huh. Going on 13. My daughter's going on 16. He is playing a lot of basketball. Last night I had to do the daddy thing. I had to go to, he's in World Drum, where he played for 13 seconds. I almost missed my plane to see my son play for 13 seconds. I was so damn mad. I was like, you better play it again. Just play it one more time, because that was all that traffic. I came over here for 13 seconds of boom, boom, bang. I'm like, my dad never saw nothing. I got to show up for everything. If he blow his nose, I'm standing there. Good job. I'm like, come on, man. I like going to his games. He plays a lot more. So like, this is the funny thing about my daughter, because it's like it's a love hate thing. Because you know you love him because that's your baby, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's stuff about him you just hate. You know what I'm saying? Because she's so California, right? In my family, we dress up for Halloween. We probably over the top.
Mm-hmm.
I was Black Panther.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
The real Panther.
Uh-huh.
Wakanda, right? So I had the whole outfit. I had to go to a real costume place. I got the helmet. I got the claws. I'm real, right? My son is he was Deadpool.
Oh, Deadpool. Nice. Deadpool. Nice.
Got the sword. We gangster. My son's Deadpool. My wife is Aquawoman or whatever. Like, okay. She's this beautiful, like, mermaid thing going on. Nice. Here come my daughter out. She walks out with her phone out and some Adidas pants and some sneakers, and she said, I'm an influencer.
There it is.
That's lazy is what that is.
Yep. Freaking lazy.
You know, as long as your daughter is an influencer.
Yes.
What would you do if she brought the likes of, say, Kanye home?
Oh, Lord have mercy. First of all, Kanye can't go nowhere without supervision. I mean, Kanye West is out of his freaking mind. I mean, you know, like, it just seems like when Kanye West goes, anytime he leaves the house, you hear somebody go, where you going? No, go with him, go with him, go with him. No. Go put your jacket on, put your jacket on! Go with Kanye. Kanye, wait. Dave coming with you. Dave gonna walk with you. He wanna go to the park, just let him look at the birds. Don't let him do nothing else but look at the birds. Okay? He's scared of dogs. Don't let them dogs come around here. And give him some candy. Everybody had an aunt like that. But give him some candy and don't let him talk you to get ice cream. You know he gonna fart a lot if he eat that ice cream.
Bill Bellamy.
Yes.
He is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows, 7:30 and 9:45. Tickets are available at punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. It is so good to see you again.
Thank you, guys,
right,
man.
Send my love to that beautiful family of yours.
Thank
even though
you.
They don't know me.
But right? They love you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.